squeeze a bunch.
I L L. Decided a little from the stands here as UConn and North Carolina comes out to, you know, why not FTS for basketball, right? So here's what I did. I came over to talk to IO Jersey guy. It is an IO Jersey, not a Dee Brown jersey. He confirmed that for me. His name is Caleb Joy. He got this fan going. Okay, so I'll just talk out the story. So you, basically, I noticed you from over there after that one Coleman play. You're like, that's a 6-0 run, baby. Let's get up. Yeah. And you got this whole section to get on their feet.
Yeah.
You know, what were you thinking at that time?
You know, when you come to a neutral site like this, you know, a lot of fans travel pretty well, but I felt that, you know, we had to bring the juice. Shout out Bobby Geekus, one of my good friends in my grad program. He was the GA last year.
Yep.
I felt that we needed to bring some juice. It was a little dead over here, especially with it being a little bit of UConn territory. So
yep.
I felt I needed to get the people on their feet get them cheering a little bit louder.
Yes. And it started to steamroll. Like I said on Twitter, like, people were tweeting at me like, there's no noise. Are there even Illinois fans there? You know, they couldn't see anybody sitting because it's obviously the UConn and the UNC fans. But, like, you know, what were your were you thinking that? Like, hey, we gotta bring it.
I was thinking that, actually. You know, being the two quote-unquote blue bloods, they probably stick their family sections, the ones that could be seen on TV. But
yes.
That doesn't mean that, you know, Illinois fans don't travel or don't make noise, and let alone win basketball games like they do.
Yes, yes. Okay, so you just graduated, you were telling me.
I did.
So, what's you're in Chicago now? That's what everybody does after they graduate.
I do,
so.
Yeah. I work at Lurie Children's Hospital as a consultant there.
Yeah, yeah. And so, what made you guys take this trip?
So, we're, as I had said before, we're pretty close to some of the guys on the team, and we like to travel and follow them. It started with the Vegas trip last year, which was essentially a home game for Illinois. And
yep.
I mean, we know that Illinois fans travel well, so coming out to New York, one of the biggest cities in the world, I had to come check it out and, of course, watch a basketball game.
Now, your dad was the one who said you should be doing it from the stands right now. Where did he go?
I don't know. You're talking to someone else. That's what he does.
Right. So, yeah, man, I just wanted to – I had to come over and thank you. Like, I've written about so many times, like, we're kind of a shell-shocked fan base. You know, what happened in the 2010s and this and that. And when another team starts to come back, we have this, like, oh, God, I can't take more pain. I can't do it. Everybody feels
it.
Yes. And all of us have this job to, like, just push through that. Like, no, we're making noise. We're standing up. I don't care if you're yelling at me. We're standing up.
Thank you.
And so – that's why I came over here.
Yeah,
well,
no,
thank
I appreciate
you for
it. I mean,
what you're
Brad,
doing.
Brad has kind of taken us out of that paranoia where we're up late in the game and we tend to lose it, but Brad's gotten rid of that. But as Illinois fans, we still have that.
Final question. Your thoughts on Marcus Demass?
That guy, he's a dog.
Yes.
He's that veteran presence. You know, he came in here thinking he was going to be a role player, but he has that experience. Yep. Late in games when if he needs to get a bucket or make a clutch play, he knows how to do that, unlike some guys on the team last year. Yeah, we have that presence this year, and it's proving to be big.
There's just nothing like that. You know, the foul after they missed the shot, Goody got the steal, that feeling of like, no, all these nerves can go away. I saw you over here just losing your mind.
And I'll say this, people can say what they want about Coleman Hawkins, but if he wasn't here this year, last year, or the year before, we wouldn't be in this position, so stop the trash talk about Coleman Hawkins.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Hey, man, thank
appreciate
you.
It.
I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
I'm going to keep recording.
I just wanted to say, you know, when you tweeted out to the guy that was yelling ILL, I'm the guy.
Oh, really? That's awesome. What's your name?
Jana Mitchell.
Hey, Jana.
Also known as Crazy Illini Lady.
Crazy Illini Lady.
Yeah.
I know you.
Yeah.
I saw you at the Indiana game.
Yes,
you
did.
You beat Northfield game.
Yes.
But I'm recording from the stands right here.
Okay. Well, I had to give you some hard time.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Hey, shout out to the guy starting the ILL chant. Nope, it was a woman. Good job. Okay. Oh. So, now I got to walk through the crowd while recording. is always awkward because people are like, why is that guy talking into his phone? Who's he talking to? But I got to do it. Okay. That's UConn leaving the court. If you're wondering what that little cheer was for, down the tunnel, I'm going to find myself a spot. There's a mass of humanity. So, just let you listen to the crowd as we try and find a quiet spot. Okay, I'm in a free spot. I can share this with you. This is why you travel to games. There is not much that replaces this feeling. My media seat had a bunch of FAU students next to me. They were incredibly confident that they were going to win. They were yapping the entire game. And they hated Marcus Damask with a passion that no fan has ever hated. Like, my God, why can't he miss? There's just nothing like that feeling. So, like, be sitting there and just, like, I don't know. You just know you're better. And you're playing number 11. And you just know you're going to pull it out. And, you know, I watched the free throws. Folks, I watched all of Shannon's free throws. All the one-on-one free throws. That's how confident I was. Like, I always hide. I always stare at the floor. Like, when we're on that kind of roll, I don't have... I lose, you know, like it's out of body. I'm not my normal Illini fan. I become confident... My team is just better, fan. Damask can't miss, fan. The NBA crowd here loves Shannon, fan. It's a euphoric feeling. My phone keeps buzzing in my hand. These are probably texts. It's just nothing like this feeling, man. If you haven't been to a road or neutral game in a while, do it. Especially neutral. Road can get rough. You lose. The calls go, you know, free throws go 45 to 20. It can get rough. Everybody's celebrating, and you're just like, why are you celebrating? The refs are the only reason you're winning. You know, that feeling's a rough one. But there's also this feeling, which is euphoric. We went into Rutgers and won. We just beat number 11. Who? Let's be honest. That was a great basketball game. They never went away. They fought. They hit all their free throws. They had a good big. They had good guards. Like, they were really, really good. And we were better. There's just nothing like it, man. This is a high. This is a big, big... Oh, I went too far. Gotta go back. If you wonder if we had the most fans here, or UNC did, no, we do not. The defending national champions, because we're only an hour away or whatever. Hey, how's it going? I'm recording from the stands right here. So now you're going to hear your voice on. Yeah, UConn is here en masse. But here's the thing, like, I was just taking my time, like, scanning, like, during timeouts, looking to see what national writers are saying about Damask. What national writers are saying about Shannon. It was like, I bathe in that stuff, man. It was so good. It was so good. Just like, is Terrence Shannon the best guard in the country? You know? Like, this is number 11, and they play great defense, and Illinois might score 100. Like, have we severely underestimated this Illinois team? Can they win the Big Ten? Can they go deep in the tournament? Rub it all over. Did I pick the right entries? Oh, God, I just left my computer sitting there. I'm like, maybe I won't have a computer. Let's see. I'm one section. Can I get to the media center down there and across? Thanks. Apparently I can. No, I can't. Yes, I can. I hope my laptop is still here. Oh, God. It's the FAU students leaving. Hello, gentlemen. Oh, no, I'm in the FAU players and family. Oh, crap. I forgot. I gotta go. My computer is in somebody's spot to cover the second game. So I gotta leave. Okay. Oh, my gosh. The poor person is standing. Okay, gotta go. Go, Illini. Go, Illini.